Okay, good evening. Mem Zalev. Right. Before we go on, the question we asked about Nechemio Talmidecho Shori Betzar, if he's Betzar, then according to what the Ramal says in Siman Tov Daled, that if a person comes on a ship and he's Betzar, in other words, Bekshomim, or because of the Chamol, because of the rain or the sun, he's allowed to leave his Daladamas. So if Nechemi was Betzar, why couldn't he leave? The Maisi, the question is asked. The Shulchan Aruch Harav leaves it, I think he leaves it, sorry, and he's Ma'ura, that according to this, it's not clear why Shori Betzar shouldn't be a Heter. I did see somebody wanted to suggest maybe there's a difference whether the question is why would that make a chiluf, but whether the tsar is, it's one thing if the tsar is because you left the tchum, we put you in Dalad Amis, now you're a tsar, that's not a heter. If the tsar is something else, something external, he needs to be excused. He needs to, or because it's raining, it's sunny. These are things which are nothing to do with the fact that you are just confined to your Daladamas. Could be that that would be, that's the chiddush between the two. Why that should make a difference though? Chazal trying to go easy on the person. Almighty, he inadvertently, whatever, whichever way around it was, but Almighty, he did something wrong. If you're going to put a kanas, you put a kanas. If his bitar is a heter, then it should be a heter either way.
Just being restricted is not good enough. That's been an additional tzar, like wanted to know.
I saw somebody who wanted to suggest that. I don't remember who, but said maybe. Yeah. Fine. That was that. Yeah, but we came to Mem Dalet Omet Aleph, and we were doing the Tosfos there at the top, and Tosfos wanted to know. It's mashma from the Gemara that according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says that if a person goes outside of his tichum, he's got like four amos, but he's at the center of it. So you've got two amos, you can walk, and then in theory you could get back into the tichum. So it's mashma according to Rabbanon, however, even one amma out, you're stuck. So this says why? If you've got dalad amos, they overlap with the tichum. I'm allowed to walk in the direction of the tichum. At least two amas, four amas. And if I'm one amma outside, that will get me back in. So why don't we say him in the olol? So you may say, well, we don't say that. Well, if we don't say that, then what's pshat in the Gemara with the mechitzas? We said the chemer is outside. We said maybe the pshat. What's the sofik? Is the sofik that you can't get the mechitzas all the way to the tchum? And if it's a shayla, whether we pass it out of Bilesa the Rabbanon, or is the shayla? No. That the mechitzas, we can get them all the way to the tchum. Now, boss, the question is, do the mechitzas help? Because it's a shadow whether we're passing that Rabban Gamliel or not. Well, hold on a second. Even if you get the mechitzas all the way to the tchum, so what? So what? So very good, fine. It gets you into the tchum. The mechitzas are no better than the Dalad Amos. Correct? The deer and tzahar, the enclosure, we say that is your Dalad Amos. Somebody who's been outside of his tchum, he's got Dalad Amos. If he's inside an enclosure, the whole place becomes his Dalad Amos. That's the thinking over here as well. When you build these mechitzas, he's allowed to walk the full however long it is, because that's like his Dalad Amos. And you say, ah, it gets him to his tchum. Ah, well, what came in the odd, once he's inside, he's inside. Well, oy bazoy, even without the mechitzas, if he's one amma outside, it should overlap, he's allowed to walk a little bit, and that should get him back in. What's the chiluk? What does this answer?
With the Dalad Amos, he's really still got the same Dalad Amos he ever had, therefore he can't get out of here. He's sort of lost the Dalad Amos, and he's transferred
back. Yeah. Right? The pshat is, Kozman, a person inside the Dalad Amos he was given, he's inside like a bubble. So the fact that the bubble overlaps with the tchum, so what? You're inside your bubble. It's only if you've broken out of your bubble Right? So you went with the mechitzas, you got there, suddenly the mechitzas disappeared. Well, I'm outside of my bubble. I'm no longer in my original Dalet Amos. So now we're going to give you a new, what, bubble? Well, why? I'm inside the tchum now. Once you're starting from scratch, you're giving me something new, give me the tchum. Yeah, clear?
So, but what's he left with?
The tchum.
Yes, the tchum.
Yeah. That's what we're saying. As long as you pass in the Rav Gamliel, he'll be able to get back into the tchum. Clear? Yeah? Makes sense? Two things. Just thinking. Oh, okay, like this. Could we... Is it... I'm just thinking how to rework. Is it poshut? That if we are going in the other tzad, when I say other tzad, that means to say I've got enough people to get you all the way to the mechitza. Is it poshut that lecholad is, once you get back in, you're good to go?
I mean, you have no tchum, and the mechitzas work to get you back in.
What I mean to say is, if we pass on Rabbi Gamliel, would everyone say once you're back in, you're back in?
I see, then that Rabbi Gamliel is what you're saying.
Once you go with the Rabbi Gamliel, say, the Mechitz came all the way there, is that possible? It's got nothing to do with the Rabbi Eliezer versus the Rabbanon. Now, everyone would agree this works, because that's ultimately the basis for Tosa's question. Point to the Rabbanon is Mashma, if you're one Amma outside, in spite of the fact that you could walk two, three, four Ammas, whatever it is, but it doesn't help you. Well then, Tosus, so why should it help over here? That was Tosus' question, correct?
Yes.
So I'm asking you, is it poshut that the first tzad that is going in Rabban Gamliel, is that poshut that l'choladeus, even according to the Rabban of Rabbi Eliezer, that once you're back in, you can walk the old tchum? Or maybe not. Maybe it's something else.
When we go to Rabban Gamliel, we're saying, because these mechitzas which weren't there before, like the Deir Vasaha, therefore they work now. If you find yourself in pizzas that you weren't in before Shabbos, is that how we learn it when we say it's going to control Gamliel? When we say it goes to control Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel said, if you find yourself in a Deir Vasaha, which you, pizzas you didn't have before Shabbos, which you weren't in before Shabbos, and if someone puts you in there, then you know, that's fine, you've got the whole area. Are we saying the same thing here, that mechitzas work for you, even though they weren't there for Shabbos, like this man-made mechitzas, the man? Is that how we learn it in the same as Rabban Gamliel?
If you pass on Rabban Gamliel, then these mechitzas are for work.
That's right, because the same way as it's new mechitzas, but that's fine, sort of thing.
Correct, because that was the Ritva actually points us back to that Ritva early on Daf and Beis. Even if you remember there, the Ritva had a Shaila in the Gemara where it said that if you've got a person starts Shabbos in a Bikkur, go and come along and build Mechitzas round 10 mil across. So he said, even according to Rabban Gamliel, the way Rashi explained it, you've only got 2,000 omers, right? You can't go into the other half. So the question is, what happens if Goyim take him out of the first half and they dump him in the second half? Do you now say, once he's been taken out of the first half, so now he's outside of his tukhum, so now he's got the whole thing? There is such a shitter like that. Well, that's the run. There are all said, that's the machloek, as we said. The run says it does work. The Ra'al says it doesn't work. Because the Ra'al says, since when the mechitzas were originally built, you didn't have the whole thing. Correct? When the mechitzas were originally built, could you walk throughout the whole enclosure?
No.
No, because he had only his 2,000 amas.
Yeah. What about the case whereby the goyim extract him from his location, put him in an area, and then build a mechitzah around him?
Oh, so I'm coming to that in a second. That we haven't spoken about. We haven't seen that. Where did we see that?
He
did.
He had his 2,000 amas to start, but then he built mechitzas around it. That's the case of you.
No, that was he started Shabbos in a Bikkur. Shabbos Shabbos and Abbe Kreya, 2,000 amas. They built the mechitza around, and for sure he doesn't have the whole enclosure, per se. So then, when they move him into the second part, the shayla is, do you say, well, since when they originally built the enclosure, he was there, the enclosure was there, but he wasn't allowed to walk in the other part. So now, when they take him into the other part, nothing changes. Or do you say, no, once he's lost his original tichum, so now we give him the whole divasar, we give him the whole enclosure. That is a machlokes for Shonin. The Ra'or is Machmir, Rebbe the Ritva, in other words, and the Ran is Meikle.
You couldn't have two
places. It's a machlokes. It says the Ritva, then that piece. And this sugya is a ra'ah to it, he brings a ra'ah from here, that in the case like you said, where he was taken outside, he only had that Adamus, and then they built the mechitza around him. So then, from the moment they built the mechitza, he's got the whole thing. And Acharami, Acharadis, even according to the Ra'or, he'd have the whole enclosure. You see the difference between the two cases? Because in case number one, when they originally built the enclosure, he was there and he was not allowed to walk the whole enclosure because he still had his 2,000 amos. He'd never been taken out to his 2,000 amos. This person, from the moment they built the enclosure, he was always outside of his tichum. So from the moment the enclosure was built, he had the whole thing, so therefore that's all right. And the fact that he wasn't put into the enclosure was put around him, that doesn't make a difference. That says the Ritva of the Choladeus. Again, yeah, is that clear, the difference between the two cases? In the first case, he had 2,000 amas. He started Shabbos in a bikkur, he had 2,000 amas. Open bikkur. Then go and come and build a massive enclosure around him, and we say, you stay within your 2,000 amas. Either there's an enclosure, I'm within an enclosure, so what? You've got your 2,000 amas. We're not giving you the whole enclosure, you've got 2,000 amas.
The enclosure's larger?
Yeah, much larger. Yeah. Much larger.
That's 2,000 amas.
You've got 2,000 amas. Then Goyim come along and pick him up from his 2,000 amas and dump him in outside of the 2,000 amas, but within the enclosure.
Right.
The second part of the enclosure. So now we've got a machlokes we're showing him as to whether now he's got the whole enclosure. Or do you say no, he's only got Dalad amas?
Right.
Why? Says that it's well. Why should I be machmir there? Because when he was originally in the enclosure, when they first built the enclosure around him, did he have the whole enclosure? No. So therefore, that's the way it remains for the whole of Shabbos. But now he's been taken out of his 2,000 amas. Sorry, nothing doing. I want to know the first moment when you are inside the enclosure, when the enclosure is put around you, it's the same thing. Do you have the whole thing or not? If you got the whole thing there, that's good for the whole of Shabbos. If not, not. That's the way the Ra'or who's Machmir goes. The Ran, Taka says it makes no difference. Even if you were taken out and put the other half, now you're outside of your tchum, you get the whole thing. Now I'm just looking at the Ritva. The Ritva goes with the Ra'or. He says, no, the question is, the first moment when you come into the enclosure, or the enclosure is put around you, do you get the whole thing? If yes, that's fine. If not, nothing's going to change for the whole of Shabbos. Says the Ritva, the rise from Al-Gamara over here. Because this guy was taken outside of the tzuchum. It's the same thing, right? Okay.
Well,
it's not really the same. I mean, it's Mimonoshav. If you go with the Rambam, it's going to work. Moshavte is right. So he's outside of the tzuchum. He's only got Dalad Amos. You go and build the enclosure around him, either with the people, the mechitzas, and that works. So you see, even though initially when he was outside, before you built the mechitzas, then you had Dalad Amos, it doesn't bother me the fact that initially only had Dalad Amos. Now you've got the mechitzas, that's fine. As long as the first moment when the mechitzas and you are shatzchem together, whichever order, it doesn't bother me which order, as long as at that moment there's nothing to stop you getting the whole enclosure, then gesundheit, you can have the whole enclosure.
And in that case, you can go into back into the original tchum that he had.
Yeah.
Because he'd be stuck with people, they couldn't stay there. They had non-Jews built a mechitzah around him. Yeah. He's there, he's stuck out there, he gets whatever he gets. Would he be allowed back into his original tchum? He wouldn't just have Dalad Amos, he'd have a bit of an area.
That's all right.
So he shouldn't be right. So when he would have to stay within that new...
No.
Why can't he get back?
That's what we're saying. Because once he gets back into the tchum, then he can go the whole thing.
He doesn't have to go back into the tchum. Let's say he built a close... this connects to his original tchum. And we're saying now that he can go... When you've got a piece of people...
That takes you all the way up to the tchum.
Then he's... Because he never had a tchum at that stage. Here, if they built a fence around it, a fence which is permanent, would that be reason like a new tchum that he's got and therefore not to be able to go back into the original one? It's not people, it's a proper fence which is going built. Would that be like a new tour, and therefore, like we said before, why give them a special colour? You're going back into the original tour.
I'm not understand.
Well, in the original Pshat and Rashi, in that previous case, that why would they give a tour? Why can't he go in the new one? Because he's already got his 2,000 hours. Say they built on Yom Tov, Shabbos, a machitza around him. Right, and that's permanent, because they're at the end of Shabbos, so he's got a reasonable area. Can he go back into his original tchur?
If it overlaps, yeah.
Just because, even though and the previous case had also overlapped, the case of Tidam.
This is Dalai Lamas, there's nothing to a tchur. It's not a new tchur.
Even if he was in.
But I'm saying if he built a new fence around it.
So? That is his Dalai Lamas.
Right, so he stays with that new one, but not in the original one.
Why not? If it overlaps, and it gets him into the tchum, now he's got his tchum.
So what about in the previous case we had then, when he originally had 2,000, he only had Dalai Lama's then, didn't he? In that case, he only had Dalai Lama's plus 2,000.
Which one? Yep.
In this case, he's actually got a whole area. So that's the difference between the two cases. Because in that case, he couldn't go, as we said.
Which case? The Bicker?
In the case of the Bicker, when they built a bigger one around him, he still had to stay where he was.
No, he's got 2,000 on.
Because he's got
2,000
on.
This person doesn't have a tchum, that's the law. He's only got Dalai Lamas. Now you've just enlarged the Dalai Lamas.
I'm saying he's built a whole fence around him.
But that's Dalai Lamas. That is Dalai Lamas. You've enlarged the Dalai Lamas.
And he couldn't have 2,000 around as he could have.
No, he doesn't. He does not have 2,000 around that. Because unless he can get back into the original tchum. You don't get a new tchum on Shabbos.
Because he wasn't there when Shabbos came in.
Correct.
That's
the tchum is established on Shabbos.
That's the difference, I see. Okay.
I was saying something similar, that if they took him from a fort, it has a place. No. It was somewhere in the desert. He has only a Sahar al-Ba'am. He doesn't have any more than that. Huh? He has no barriers. So the Goyim took him and put him in the city, or in an enclosure. So suddenly he's getting better off. How can you do that?
Because that becomes his Dalai Lamas.
So the whole enclosure will become to a Dalai Lamas.
Yeah. So no tchum though. No tchum. Only.
So he has no tchum. He has just
the city. The city becomes his Dalai Lamas. Yeah. Correct. Correct. Now I'll tell you what. When I'm trying, I'm just thinking. I don't know if this is going to go anywhere, but the Ritva, the Moshal, at the end of the sugya. He discusses, well, what's the halacha then? Do we pass in at Rabbi Eliezer? Do we not pass in at Rabbi Eliezer? What do we say in the end? What was the shayla in the end of Rav Chista? Was the shayla to do with Rabbi Eliezer, or was it to do with Rav Gamliel? No, he said it's to do with Rabbi Eliezer, because we were medayik v'yikonis. It's much more talking about that it didn't get him all the way up to the thing. Oh, so he says, in which case it sounds like Pashtus were paskening like Rabbi Eliezer. That's what it sounds like. Because Rabbi Nachman told him, yeah, get the people, it works for your connies. So it sounds like we're paskening like Rabbi Eliezer. And they went ahead and did it. So it's Mashmah, that's the way we paskin. He says, however, it is possible that the psak of Rabbi Nachman was not based on Rabbi Eliezer. What do I mean to say? Because it could be that in this case, this is considered to be onus bidvar mitzvah. He went out, he was fatifed in his learning, and therefore this is, it's onus, right? It's onus, like Goyim taking him out, same thing. Okay, he was completely oblivious to what he was doing. And it's a dvar mitzvah. So therefore the Rabbonon, in this case, they agree to Rabbi Eliezer. Meaning to say, Rabbi Eliezer holds whether it's a dvar mitzvah or not. If you go outside of your tchum, even if you went outside on purpose, shaloi l'dvar mitzvah, you went two steps too far, you can walk back in. You got no right from here that we're paskin like Rabbi Eliezer on that. No, that was his question. His question, and he says even more than that. When it says, do we go like Rabbi Eliezer? It doesn't mean the shit of Rabbi Eliezer. It means the concept of Rabbi Eliezer. Yeah, that's the way he actually touches it then. He actually says that. He says then, "V'hod arvinu d'meboy alei l'Rav Chista im alocha k'Rabbi Eliezer in alocha k'Rabbi Eliezer." This is what it means to say. Im alocha k'Rabbi Eliezer mamash, is alocha like Rabbi Eliezer mamash, or im halocha k'moise b'zoy miyas, or maybe the alocha is like him at least in this case. Because in this case, maybe the Rabbonon are... He says in the end, he does say Afidu Hochi, even say the Pashtus as we go to Rabbi Yezir. He says Bechenek, and then we do go with that. But I was wondering, therefore, if we could flip it the other way around. Right? And answer Tosus's question. What do I mean? Tosus had the question over here. And that was, it's Mashma from Al Gavara, that if you go with Rabbi Yezir, then 2 amas outside, you can walk back in. And once you're back in, you're good to go. The Rabbana would say, no good. Ova, if you're 1 amma outside, sorry, and therefore it wouldn't work. Even if you're 1 amma outside, it wouldn't work. There's no, I can walk that amma, I'm allowed to walk that amma, I've got my dalad amas, and it overlaps, doesn't help you, because you've got this bubble. You're stuck inside your bubble. So what's Peshat in the first sad? The first sad where we said, well, maybe the Peshat was that he's 200 amas outside, Nehemiah's stuck 200 amas outside, but we've got enough people to get him all the way to the Tchum. All the way to the Tchum. Now, what's the shah is whether we pass in Rabban Gamliel, then the mechitzas work, or whether they don't work. But if we pass in Rabban Gamliel, then the mechitzas will work. We'll get him back in. Is mashma, once you get back in, you're free to go. You can go the whole Tchum. No one's waiting there the whole of Shabbos, right?
Not necessarily.
Well, otherwise, what's the point of this? What's the point of this?
You could say that his original Tchum is no longer extant because he left it.
So what does he get? You don't get a new Tchum on Shabbos, that's for sure.
No, exactly.
So I'm saying, so what happens? What, no one stands there for the whole of Shabbos. Like we said, they're going to catch on pretty quickly. So it's going to get him into the Tchum. That's clear from the Gemara. Gets him into the Tchum, then what? He's stuck at the edge of the Tchum for the rest of the Shabbos. Clearly not. He'll still be bizarre. What it means is, no, he can then walk the whole thing. But why? Why? What's the difference? It's just like a big Dalad Amos. Okay, so Tosfos got his answer about, because when they disappear, you're outside of your Dalad Amos, so we're giving you a new Mokko. Fine, okay, that's Tosfos' answer. I'm wondering, just wondering aloud, whether we can use this Yesod HaRitzvah and answer that question. What we were saying beforehand is like this. We were saying maybe the Peshat in the Gemara is, maybe the Peshat in the Gemara is that, I'm just thinking. Yo. Maybe the Peshat in the Gemara is that we've got enough people to get him up to 2 amas outside. Right? How's that going to help you? Oh, Rabbi Eliezer. Since it's Vob, but you've got to understand. We're not saying it's completely dependent on the Machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanon. Because it could be even the Rabbanon agree in this case that it would work. In a normal case, when I say a normal case, where there's no Dvar Mitzvah or anything like that, no Oynes, Dvar Mitzvah, the Rabbanon would say, I'm sorry, it doesn't help you. Aye, but there's an overlap. So what? You're stuck inside your bubble for the rest of Shabbos. You're stuck in your Dalad Amos for the rest of Shabbos. 100%. Yeah? If you're 2 amas, if you're 1 amma outside, 1 amma too much. But I'm allowed to walk. I've got a little bit of a buffer. I'm allowed to walk my Dalad Amos. And once I get inside the Tchum, then what? What do you want? So you're stuck. But why? Because you left the Tchum. You didn't leave for the Dvar Mitzvah. It wasn't Ba'ones, whatever it is. We'll put a kanas, whatever you want to call it, you're stuck there for the rest of Shabbos. But in this case, where he was honest, he was so fatigued in his learning, he was at the Bar Mitzvah, he was honest. So therefore, even the Rabbanon may agree, says the Ritzvah, correct? And therefore, I don't mean to say it's totally completely on Rabbi Yezir versus the Rabbanon. I mean, it's dependent on that general shiloh, whether we give him an extra 2 amas. So you could say, well, according to Rabbi Yezir, we zicha give him the 2 amas. Option number 2 is, even according to the Rabbanon, maybe we'll give him the extra 2 amas. There's a third option, and that is, no, sorry, nothing doing. We pass like the Rabbanon, and even in the Dvar Mitzvah, there's nothing to do. There's that, those 3 options. Fine. When we come to this side as well, when we say that, okay, option number 2 is, it's nothing to do with Rabbi Eliezer versus the Rabbanon. Nothing to do with that, yeah? What would be the Shaila?
It's honest. That's the question.
No, when they pass him around, we've got enough people to get him all the way to the Tzachum. To the Tzachum. Right?
That's not
how does that help you? Because
not going to the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon say, oh, doesn't help you because you've got
Bala. The Rabbanon and Rabbanon are going
to be left, aren't they? I don't think it's going to help us because at the end of the day, what are we gaining? What are we gaining? We're trying to say, even if I don't pass him like Rabbi Eliezer, but in this case it will work, as long as I pass him like Rabbanon Gamliel. because it'll get me all the way to the Tzchum. I was trying to avoid that. I was trying to say, it's got nothing to do with the Rabbi Eliezer, because since it's a Dvar Mitzvah, it could be a Siman in the Rabbonon. It's just moving the fence. It's not really going to help you. We're saying, if you don't get the Mechitzis all the way up there, it's not going to work. Despite the fact it's a Dvar Mitzvah, it's on us. We, Paskin, that even in a Dvar Mitzvah, even on us, it doesn't work. So why is it going to work if you get the Mechitzis all the way up there? It's still not going to help you. I thought maybe it would work.
So you're saying the Rabbonon do argue actually as well, that the Mechitzis will be able to work?
No, so in the end we're saying not. Clearly you can see from the Gemara not so.
Right, okay, so it's clear that everyone gets good job and going to be able to.
Unless you say a chiddush that even according to Rabbi Eliezer, no, I'm sorry, I'm just thinking it loud, even according to Rabbi Eliezer wouldn't work. I will show you the difference in line. You just going round in circles. No, I can't think of how it.
Yes, pastures of Gemara seems to very clearly just two possibilities. Just the way the whole this thing is phrased, do we pass it this way, do we pass it that way, and we're definitely over our will to know the problems we're getting.
I'm saying I can't see if it would help us. Okay, that is the Yesod that Ritzvah brings out, that you should know how to read the Gemara, but it's not, I don't think it's going to help. I thought we may be able to work something with it. There was one, the Kudah, by the way, the Ritzvah, but I think others mentioned as well, just worth throwing in. This Yesod, that we say that in order for the Mechitzas of human beings to work, it's got to be that they don't know.
Yeah.
They don't know about it. Yeah? He says an interesting Yesod. It doesn't mean that they are completely oblivious. He says, it's a bit more, Mako. Where is it? There, let me see if I can find it. Oh, this one, yeah. He says that you should know that if, let's say, you get the people to come, this is very important, if you get people to come and make a mechitza to start with, when they arrive, they don't know what they're doing. They don't know you're doing it because of that. But they subsequently realize.
When he's already walking and not arrived.
Well, I'm saying, they've made the mechitza and then they realize.
Yeah.
Does that work or not?
I assume not. Actually, I thought the whole idea is we talk about an inerrant object as we were talking
from Shabbos. Think about the logic, although it's really from Shabbos. We have, it's only because the Ritzvah through is in here, so that's why I'm just mentioning it here. I'll probably forget it when we get to the Tosfos there. What's the difference between Lodas and Shalei Lodas? It's the next Tosfos as it happens, but it's on the next Sugya. What's the difference between Lodas and Shalei Lodas? Rashi, so it's not Rashi. Because it's to do with, if it's Shalei Lodas, then the person making a mechitza, it's not Derech Binyan. It's not Derech Binyan to make something without knowing what you're doing. So I love Zoe. If they arrived there, they made the mechitza, they didn't realize they're making a mechitza. Once the mechitza's there, it's good. So the fact that now he knows, so what? So Rav Zoi says the Ritzvah. He doesn't say that's the logic, but that seems to be the logic, and he says perfectly fine. He doesn't say that. I'm saying he doesn't mean that, but he does say that you say. He says, if they come to start with Shalei Lodas, and then they realize why they're there, that's not a problem. It's very logical based on what we said, because when they made the mechitza, it wasn't Derech Binyan. Once the mechitza's up, so to speak, right? It's fine. You can make use of it. The only thing you can't do, as Tosfos says, is if the mechitza doesn't reach all the way to the city, you can't, to the tzchum, in other words, you can't get the people in the back to come round, because once they know what they're doing, then the second time when they come and make the new part of the mechitza, that is going to be done with us. And that would be a problem with Derech Binyan. So that would be a problem. But it's a yesod. We have to see if there are those who are chodik on it. But it makes sense, based on what Rashi said, that if it's to do with Derech Binyan and ain't Derech Binyan, then it does make sense. You've just got to be able to get people to come without realizing why. Don't ask questions. It makes it much easier because, right, you know, people have been trying to work out why wouldn't they realize what's going on. The answer is initially because I'm just asking you, can you please stand here? You know, people don't necessarily chup straight away why they've been asked to stand in a certain place. We're playing a game.
What is the chat here, Derek? When you mechzek binyan, is that what you're saying? Can I see Rashi say about?
We haven't seen it yet.
It's
going to come. It's going to come.
Does it work on the presumption though that once they realize and think, I can't be part of this mechitza because I've realised, once they leave the machitza, then the machitza is broken and it no longer valid because you've got to go.
Can I come up? If they leave, yes, for sure. Okay, fine. Next Tosfos, the Ibid Molu, Mighty Boy.
I guess we've got a Yomer to listen to, things like that.
Why not?
You know, we have Yomer so you had a tefach to each person that wouldn't just cover it.
And the Chams? Yep. So Tosfos, the Ibid Molu, Mighty Boy. We said it must be that it's going the shayla to do with the Rabbi Eliezer, i.e. the people don't reach all the way to the tchum, because if there are enough people to get you all the way to the tchum, then what was the shayla? The other gav the Rabbi Meir posted at lekamon behemo ledofen sukkah. Even though Rabbi Meir is going to passel further on, he's going to passel an animal used as a wood for a sukkah. Peshit aleit halacha ke Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore we think, you know, once you're going with that shitta, it's not only an animal, odom as well there. So maybe that was the shayla. I think we mentioned this yesterday. There is this possibility, isn't there? There is a third possibility. Sorry, it wasn't yesterday. The 2 days whenever we did that Tosfos on Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Tosfos said that who's asking the shayla as to what was the sophic? Is it Rav or is it Rav Nathan by Yitzchok? So Tosfos said it must be Rava. Why must it be Rava? Because Rava says there's only two possibilities of what the Shaila was. Either whether we pass on Rabbi Gamliel, whether the Mechitzas help, or whether we pass on Rabbi Eliezer if the Mechitzas don't reach. What do you mean? There's a third possibility, which is, Bichlal, are you allowed to make a Mechitza like this? Does it even work as a Mechitza? Using people and things like that, are you allowed to do that? So Tosfos said, and that's what Rav Nachman Yitzchok is going to ask in the Gemara. Rav Nachman Yitzchok is going to say in the Gemara that you're not allowed to do it. He's going to ask on Rava, right, from Nofal Dov, not from the case of Sukkah, that you're not allowed to make such a mechitza on. The Girsa is perhaps more likely that it's not this osa to make, it doesn't work in a mechitza. So he said, Elamai, that's why Rava's the one who's asking the Shaila, not Rav Nachman Yitzchok. Now Tosfos actually addresses the question, though, which is, but why isn't that a possibility? Why isn't that a possibility that was the shayla? You're saying if there were enough people to reach all the way, then what was the shayla? Obviously, the halachah of Rabbi Gamliel. What do you mean? But this is a more basic question. Maybe this such a mechitza doesn't work. And we find such a shitta. Rabbi Meir says such a mechitza doesn't work.
Once you say you're like, obviously, the halachah of Rabbi Gamliel, the mechitza works.
Once
if everybody holds that Rabbi Gamliel, then obviously the mechitza works.
Why?
Because his din is that people stand. His
no, that's not his din. His din is
not his din. I mean,
it's proper mechitzas. He's talking about proper mechitzas.
Rav is not talking about people standing.
This is nothing to do with. This is to do with whether people are a shame mechitza.
That's what I'm saying. But what's when we say hello?
Deir v'sar. Rav Gamliel is talking about deir v'sar.
Oh, dafka deir v'sar and a mechitza that wasn't there.
Spina, is there v'sar, proper mechitza
that wasn't there and is there now?
Yeah, proper advances.
So I don't know why they...
Why are you taking on as a dollar posher that the mechitzas definitely were? If there's enough people, then what's the shayla? What, Rav Gamliel? Of course we're passing on Rav Gamliel. But hold on, there's a more basic question, where the people are... As like Frektosis. Even though the Rabbi Meir posted the Kamon, Behemah the Devon Sukkah, Rabbi Meir took apostles, an animal used as a wool for a sukkah. Peshit aleit alach Rabbi Yehuda. That was once again, it's based on the same Yosei. In the same way as we're saying, well, if there's enough people to reach there, then it's obvious that it will work because we're passing it out Rav Gamliel. Well, by the same token, you can't ask me, but people don't work as a wall according to Rabbi Meir, because we know the rule. Rabbi Meir versus Rabbi Yehuda, halachos like Rabbi Yehuda. There's nothing to talk about. Of course, halachos like Rabbi Yehuda. Aval ein nefarish, but you can't explain the ba'odon when it comes to a human being. Afilu Rabbi Meir moed, that even Rabbi Meir would agree that it works. It's only an animal which he passels. Why? What would be the difference? To the shaykh be shema yivrach. Because with an animal, the reason why it doesn't work is because it may run away. We say it's a flaw in the etzem wool. A human being, we don't have to chabicha, she shall run away. To love high in the time of the Rabbi Meir, because the truth is that's not the real reason of a Rabbi Meir. It's a haveman of the Gemara, but that's not the reason of a Rabbi Meir with an animal. Kedemasik perekayoshin, as we come to the maskona in Sukkah, in perekayoshin, it's for a different reason. To do with ruach. The whole deport, right, a mechitz which is omedes beruach. Azovia behemoth doesn't work, so to a human being wouldn't work. So according to Rabbi Meir, it would be no good as a mechitza. So Elamai, why is it posher? Because halachos like Rabbi Yehuda. V'hod the porich lekamon, That which the Gemara asks further on, that even if Rabbi Meir puzzles, he says it's no good as a mechitza, and therefore you can make it on Yom Tov when it comes to behemoth, but you only know that by behemoth, but as he said by Odom and Kalim, that means, according to the one who explains in Sukkah, that the reason is because of Shem Tivrach. But Enochanami, Aliba de Emes, Aliba de Emes. Huh? Aliba de Emes, it doesn't work. It's a bit of an interesting shot, that.
Why does that work come to a
man then? Because the mechitza which is made of ruach, is standing up by ruach, doesn't work. So in which case, behemoth adam is the same. We're also filled with ruach.
But not everything else. Okay.
Correct. So oy bazoi, what's the Gemara's question later on when we thought we had a pshat? Oh, this is Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Yehuda. We said, no, it doesn't help because Rabbi Meir only said it by behemoth. Do you know he said it by adam and kalim? What do you mean by adam? He does. It's the same logic. So he says, because of Shema Tibrach, but I thought that we don't stand by that. Yeah, it means according to the one who offends Shema Tibrach, you'd have this problem. The real reason why I wouldn't say Shvach, whatever it is because then we've got other questions there. And Rashi says, don't worry, because we knock it out, because we've got other questions anyway, so we don't bother asking all the questions. Well, this question isn't that strong of a question, surely, because Shema Tibrach is obfuscated anyway. Okay. But that's lemaisa what comes out from it, and Bez Hashem will move on into the next chelek tomorrow with the sukkah.